And one question on the minds of many Americans as that three-day weekend approaches is what's going to be open. This is how some U.S. beaches looked last year. The mayor of New York City says its beaches will look more like this on Memorial Day 2020. Swimming won't be allowed, lifeguards won't be around, but people will be able to walk along the beach. Elsewhere in the state, some beaches will be open with rules in place, one of the big ones being that they can only allow 50% of their usual crowds. New York has been the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in America. One state south, New Jersey, says all of its beaches will be open to visitors. During a test run this past weekend in Ocean City, a loudspeaker reminded people every 15 minutes to keep their distance from each other when walking along the beach or the boardwalk. Beaches are open again in Georgia and some parts of Texas, though local areas may still have rules in place. In Florida, it really depends on where you go. Some beaches are shut down. Some are open to locals only. And on the other side of the country, beaches have reopened in Los Angeles County, California, but people have to stay at least 6 feet away from one another, wear masks whenever they're not in the water, and they're not allowed to sunbathe, picnic, ride bikes, or play organized sports. And in Washington State, beaches are still closed. States are trying to balance the desire of residents and businesses for things to get back to normal with the warnings of health officials who say reopening too soon could increase the spread of coronavirus. The different rules at American beaches are paralleled in the different rules for international travel.